我们一同来读一节圣经。
Let's read a Bible verse together.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章第十二节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
我常常跟朋友们谈到福音的时候
，often when I share the gospel with gospel friends,
我都会问他们一个问题
，I will ask them a question.
这个世界上有没有绝对？
In this world, is there anything that is absolute?
我常常会得到一个答案是说没有绝对。
I will often receive an answer that there is nothing absolute.
一般在朋友们的心中，世界上的事都会变的。
In the hearts of these friends, the things in the world will all change.
或者说所有东西都是相对的。
Or in other words, things are all relative.
所以我就会继续问，我说你这么肯定没有绝对吗？
So I will continue asking, are you so sure that there is no absolute?
他说我肯定。
And they say, I am sure.
那我就说你绝对说没有绝对了吗？
And so are you absolutely sure there is no absolute?
通常他们都没在想了，就绝对没有。
And so they don't think and they just say absolutely.
我说从你的回答最少有一个绝对。
But from your answer, there is at least one thing that
is absolute. 就是绝对没有绝对。
And there is absolutely no absolute.
所以我们今天有时候我们不去想，我们没有想到这个绝对的事情。
So often we don't think about this matter of absolute.
在这个地上是有绝对的。
Because on this world there is absolute.
虽然今天很多东西都在变。
Although there are many things that are changing.
那叫夫妻关系也可以变，也可以离婚了。
Because the relationship between husband and wife can change. They can get
divorced. 今天堕落的人的思想里面，人的性别也要变。
And in man's fallen mind, fallen nature, even gender is
concerned. 但你要你是谁的孩子，你父母是谁，这个变不了。
But who are the parents of, or who are the children of, this cannot change.
所以我们知道地上有绝对。
And so we know in this world there is absolute.
因为神是绝对的。
Because God is absolute.
绝对有神的。
And there's absolute.
你不相信他，他还是存在的。
Even if you don't believe in him, he still exists.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
我们今天知道罪，这个我们人都有罪。
And we know that we all have sin.
那圣经说人为什么会死？因为从罪来。
And why does man die? Because of sin.
圣经也说死后还有审判。
And the Bible tells us that after death, there's a judgment.
你要知道这些都是绝对的。
We need to know that all these things are absolute.
不是你信有就有，你信没有就没有。
It's not if you believe it, there is, and if you don't believe it, then there's not.
所以我们知道，因为绝对有神，所以绝对有真理。
And so because we know there's absolutely a God, there's absolutely truth.
今天我们要问你对真理的态度是怎么样的。
So we need to ask, what is your attitude towards the truth?
我们知道今天不信主的人将来要面对一个审判。
We know that for those who do not believe in the Lord, one day they will face a judgment.
那些信主的将来也要面对一个审判。
But those who believe in the Lord will also face a judgment.
只是这两个审判是有不同。
But there's a difference in these two.
一个不信主的人要面对一个审判，是永远灭亡，永远这个痛苦的。
For those who do not believe in the Lord, their judgment is for eternal death and eternal suffering.
一个信主的不会永远灭亡。但是还是要面对在主面前的审判。
But for one who believes in the Lord, the judgment is no longer of eternal death, but there's still a judgment.
因为神还要看我们是否能够真的配上他要创造的目的的。
Because the Lord is seeking if we can really, match up to what his purpose of creation is.
我们信主的人过不了那个审判，你会非常的后悔。
And if youBelieve in the Lord, but you cannot pass this judgment, there will be great regret.
这些都是绝对会发生的。
And so these are things that are absolute, they will absolutely happen.
所以我们要知道真理是绝对的真理。
So we need to see that truth is absolute truth.
请问你对绝对的真理，你的态度是什么？
So what is your attitude towards this absolute truth?
我这两年来一直跟弟兄姊妹交通一个归回与恢复。
These past 2 years, I've been sharing with brothers and sisters on restoring and recovering.
今年一开始，我跟弟兄姊妹要交通到 恢复生命的实际。
At the start of this year, I share with brothers and sisters to restore the reality of this life.
我心中还有一个很重的负担，那是要恢复天国的实际。
And I also have a strong burden in my heart that we need to restore the reality of the kingdom of heaven.
对我们基督徒来讲，进天国是我们很重要的一个目的。
For Christians, entering the kingdom of heaven is a very important goal.
我们要问，我们要如何进天国？
So we need to ask, how can we enter the kingdom of heaven?
什么人能够进天国？
What people can enter the kingdom of heaven?
圣经告诉我们说，只有得胜者可以进天国。
The Bible tells us that only overcomers can enter.
我们要问谁是得胜者？
Who are these overcomers?
如何成为得胜者？
How to be an overcomer?
这是我们所有重生得救的人都要迫切问的问题。
For all who believe in the Lord, this is a question that we must seek.
刚刚我们读马太福音第十一章第十二节。
We read in Matthew 11 verse 12.
他那里说，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着。
It says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
但是你听英文的翻译就蛮吓人的，因为英文是照原文说，你要暴力的进去，你才进得去的。
And here it's very scary because it says you need to enter by violence and take it by force.
这个暴力不是对别人暴力，乃是对自己暴力。
And so this is not violence to other people, but violence to yourself.
我们重生得救是白白，只要你相信你就得着。
When we believe in the Lord, it is free. As long as you believe in it,
所谓的上天堂。
And you will go to heaven.
但是你要进天国，主耶稣亲口说，你要暴力的。暴力的人才进得去的。
But our Lord Jesus says to enter the kingdom of heaven must suffer violence and the violent take it by force.
什么叫做暴力？
What does it mean to be violent?
暴力就是绝对。
It means to be absolute.
我是真的要进去的。
I want to go.
我愿意付任何代价进去的。
I'm willing to pay whatever price to go.
我愿意这样进去。
And I go in this way.
所以我今天愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通，我们要有一个态度就是绝对。
And so we have to have an attitude that is absolute.
我们要恢复对主的绝对。
We need to restore absolute attitude towards.
我们要求主除去我们无所谓的态度。
We need to ask the Lord to remove this careless, carefree attitude.
除去我们可有可无的态度。
Remove this attitude that's okay if I have it, it's okay if I don't.
除去我们说这样就差不多了。
And remove this attitude that this is good enough.
求主恢复我们对他的绝对。
And so we need to ask the Lord to restore this absolute attitude.
因为我们不绝对，不可能成为得胜者。
Because if we are not absolute, there is no way we can be.
我们不绝对，绝对进不了天国。
We are not absolute, there is no way we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们先来读一些圣经节。
Let's read a few more Bible verses.
路加福音第十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章第二十四节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 24.
耶稣对众人说，你们要进窄门，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
Strive to enter the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
28, 29节。
Verse 28 and 29.
你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里，你们却被赶到外面，在哪里必要哀哭切齿了。从东从西从南从北将来有人来在神的国里坐席。
There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south and sit down in the kingdom of God.
路加福音14章26节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 26.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
第33节，这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Verse 33. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第七第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
只是我先前以为与我有益的， 我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ.
13, 14
节 Verse 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews chapter 11,
第二十四到二十六节
verse 24 to 26.
摩西因着信，长大了就不肯称为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵，因为他想望所要得的赏赐。
By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward.
我们回到路加福音。
Let us turn back to Luke.
路加福音第十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
我要读一个故事哈，十八到二十三节。
Want to read a story here from verse 18 to 23.
有一个官问耶稣说，良善的夫子，我该做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的呢？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母。那人说，这一切我从小都遵守。耶稣听见了，就说，你还缺少一件，要变卖你的一切所有，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，就甚忧愁，因为他很富足。
Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And he said, All these things I have kept from my youth. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. So when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich.
第七章还是路加福音啊？第七章第四十一到四十三节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 41 to 43.
耶稣说，一个债主有两个人欠他的债，一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。因为他们无力偿还，债主就开恩免了他们两个人的债。这两个人哪一个更爱他呢？西门回答说，我想是那多的恩免的人。耶稣说，你断得不错。
There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, You have rightly judged.
47节
Verse 47.
所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多，但那赦免的少，他的爱就少。
Therefore I say to you, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.
我们最后再读一，还是在路加福音第九章五十七到六十二节。
We'll read one more verse still in Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62.
他们走路的时候有一人对耶稣说，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝， 这是人子没有枕头的地方。又对一个人说，跟从我来。那人说，主，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他的死人，你只管去传扬神国的道。又有一个人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说，手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。
Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Jesus said to him, No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，你对主绝对吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you absolute to the Lord?
我想今天与弟兄姊妹思想这个问题。
I want to consider this question with brothers and sisters today.
我们对主绝对吗？
Are we absolute to the Lord?
如果没有，为什么？
And if not, why?
我们发现今天很多人对主不能够绝对，因为心中有害怕。
We see that many people cannot be absolute to the Lord because they are afraid in their hearts.
为什么会害怕？
Why are they afraid?
因为我们怕我对主一绝对，我有很多的损失。
Because we are afraid once we are absolute to the Lord that we will suffer loss.
我有很多的限制。
That I will be greatly restricted.
我没有自由。
I won't have any freedom.
还有可能我没想到的事会发生。
And likely things that I couldn't imagine will happen to me.
为什么我们会有这种想法？
So why do we have these thoughts?
因为我们太爱这个世界。
Because we love this world too much.
我们太爱这个世界所供给我的所有的一切。
We love the things the world can offer us too much.
世界供给我的享受。
The pleasure the world offers.
世界供给我的娱乐。
The comforts and joys the world offers us.
还有世界供给我的舒适。
And the comforts the world offers us.
我们怕失去这些。
And we are afraid of losing these things.
我们太爱这些舒服的感觉。
And we love these comfortable feelings.
我们很怕这些舒服的感觉被剥夺掉了。
And we are afraid that we will lose these comfortable feelings.
还有我们很爱我们这个人。
And we love ourselves.
我们很怕生病。
We're afraid of sickness.
我们要健康的身体。
We want to be healthy.
我们希望能够活长命。
To live a long life.
这许多，可能我都没提到，你可以想到的，都让我们对主没办法绝对。
There are many other things that I not bring up, but these things prevent us from being absolute to the Lord.
我们今年不能绝对，就是在主以外，我们有许多所爱。
Today we cannot be absolute to the Lord because there are so many things we love outside of the Lord.
因为我们爱那些，我们就怕一对主绝对，我就损失了。
Because we love these other things, we are afraid that when we are absolute to the Lord, we will lose out on these things.
拥有的越多，越怕失去。
So the more we have of these outward things, the more we are afraid of losing.
生活越舒服，就越怕苦。
The more comfortable your life is, the more you're afraid of difficulty.
越怕困难。
Afraid of hardships.
但你会发现这里有许多都是我们对主的误会。
But we see that all of these are our misunderstanding of our Lord.
有圣经告诉我们说，或者我们的经历也告诉我们说，主是爱我们。
Because the Bible and from our experience we see the Lord loves us.
当然我们知道主也是公义的。
Of course we know that God is also righteous.
我们只要主的爱，却不要主的公义。
We only want God, the Lord's love, but not His righteousness.
你要知道我们犯罪了，一定有后果。
We need to know that when we commit a sin, there is a consequence.
我远离神，我做他所不喜悦的事，你会害怕的。
If I am far from the Lord, if I do something that is not pleasing to the Lord, it will make you afraid.
我们总想说神，你不要管我。
Lord, we often tell the Lord, please do not care, worry about me.
我不打扰你，你也不要打扰我。
I don't disturb you, and you don't disturb me.
你就让我上天堂就够了。
As long as I go to heaven, that's good enough.
我在其他的生活就不要打扰我。
But all other aspects of my life, please don't disturb me.
因为我们怕，我一行差错，他就要管教我。
Because we're afraid that once we do something wrong, then he will discipline us.
耶利米书二十九章十一节告诉我们说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 says, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil.
我们不要误会神说他喜欢我们受苦的。
Let's not misunderstand that we think the Lord likes for us to suffer.
他就喜欢降灾祸给我。
And he likes to give me difficult circumstances.
每时每刻在看谁又犯错了，送个灾祸给我。
And he is looking to see, oh, you have done something wrong. Now I give you a difficulty.
他这里说他是赐平安的意。
But we see that the Lord has thoughts of peace.
人在地上不可能都不遇到困难。
On this earth, it is impossible for us not to face difficulty.
但是你要知道他是赐平安的意念。
But we need to know that all the Lord's thoughts towards us are thoughts of peace.
当我们在难处中可能就不能明白了。
In our difficult circumstances, we may not be able to understand.
但是要相信我的神是赐平安的意念。
But we need to believe that he is the God of peace.
神要亚伯拉罕离开乌尔。
God called Abraham to leave Ur.
你知道乌尔在当时的时代是一个很现代化的城市，也是非常繁华的一个城市。
We know that during that time, Ur was very prosperous and developed civilization.
就像我们今天很多人从中国来到美国。
Like people go from China to America.
但是神要亚伯拉罕从乌尔跑到旷野去。
But God called Abraham from Ur into the wilderness.
是不是神看不惯亚伯拉罕过得太好？
Is it because God thought that Abraham was living a too good life?
把你送到旷野去受点苦。
So he sent Abraham to the wilderness to suffer a little bit.
我们看到亚伯兰就在旷野，他一生就在旷野。
And so we see that Abraham spent the rest of his life in the wilderness.
神叫他去迦南地，迦南地那时候就是旷野。
And God told him to go to Canaan, and at that time, Canaan was a wilderness.
神要亚伯兰给更好的给亚伯拉。
But God wanted to give something even better to Abraham.
他当时没看到。
And at that time he could not see.
他一生都没看到。
Or his whole life he did not see.
当然我们现在看历史就看到。
But now when we look back at history, we see
真的祝福了亚伯拉。
How God blessed Abraham.
他给他一块地是属于他的。
God gave him a piece of land that belonged to him.
不只属于他，还属于他的后裔。
And not just for him, but for all his descendants.
神用那个亚伯拉一个人给他成为一个民族，然后给他成为一个国。
From one person, God obtained a people and a kingdom.
我们要说亚伯拉罕是损失了吗？
So we need to think that Abraham suffered loss.
神是苦待了亚伯拉罕了吗？
That God mistreated Abraham.
还是神祝福了亚伯拉罕？
Or did God bless Abraham?
我们再来看约瑟。
Now let us look at Joseph.
他被卖到埃及去了。
He was sold to Egypt.
他离开了最爱他的父亲。
He left his father who loved him so much.
他离开了这最舒服的家。
He left the comfort of his home.
他不是度假去了。
He was not going for vacation.
我们有时候度假，对吧？出一下又回来了。
Because on vacation we go for a little bit, then we come home.
他是被卖掉。
But he was sold.
结果你发现他的生活是什么？立刻成为奴隶。
And we see his life, he became a slave.
你觉得还不够惨吗？他成为囚犯。
And if you think that's not bad enough, then he became a
prisoner. 如果你是约瑟，你会怎么想？
If you were Joseph, what would you think?
神，你还爱我？
God, do you still love me?
我犯了什么错？
What wrong have I done?
怎么今天我一直这样走下坡的呢？
Why am I sliding downhill like this?
我没办法再 text 我父亲说我现在怎么样。
I can't even text my father to let him know how I'm doing.
我现在下在监牢里。
And right now I'm in prison.
我前途是一片暗淡。
And my future seems bleak.
我根本我这一生是完。
And my life is over.
我们如果是读到这里，你觉得越是苦吗？
If we read up to this point, do we think Joseph's life is better?
会不会说我绝对不要像约瑟？
And do we say I absolutely do not?
如果神引导我的路是这样子，我怎么能够对神绝对呢？
If the Lord leads me on this path, how can I be absolute to the Lord?
当然，我们今天知道约瑟当了宰相。
But of course, today we know Joseph became the prime minister.
在埃及当宰相。
Prime minister of Egypt.
哦，这个我找，因为我最后当宰相。
Oh, if I knew that one day I would be a prime minister, I would go this way.
后面看回去的。
Because we're looking at it from looking back at it.
当你在当中的时候，你要吗？
But in the midst of it, do you want it?
我们在当中的时候，我们就失去那个对主的绝对了。
in the midst, we may give up our absolute.
我们嘴巴的时候，我要爱你，要怎么样？但基本上，我心里面我不绝对。
On our lips, we say we love the Lord, but in our hearts, we are not absolute.
因为我觉得对主绝对，我损失太多。
Because we feel that when we're absolute to the Lord, we suffer so much loss.
以色列人出埃及。
When the Israelites left Egypt,
在埃及吃得好，住得好。
They ate well and they lived well in Egypt.
就是工作一个礼拜八十个小时。
But the only bad thing was they had to work 80 hours a week.
所以为着工作太累了，钱又赚没有很多，苦啊。
Because their work was so difficult and they did not make much money.
所以他跟神呼求说，救我。
So they cried out to the Lord to save us.
救我们。
To save us.
所以神救了。
So the Lord saved them.
他们从来没想过神一救把他们送到旷野。
They could not have imagined that when the Lord saved them, he brought them out into the wilderness.
我们住在有屋顶的房子，哇，里面舒服，搞不好还有热水洗澡。现在送到旷野了。
That in their Egypt, they were living in panel houses with roof, and they maybe even have warm water to take a bath.
你说这是神的目的吗？
And now they're in the wilderness. Is this God's will?
是神的目的，就是看不惯你住在埃及这么舒服，把你送到旷野。
Was God unhappy that they were so comfortable in Egypt, so He sent them to the wilderness?
哎，他们连根拔起，他什么都没有，撇下一切到了旷野。
They uprooted their families. They had nothing, and they went to the wilderness.
没错，他们把埃及人一些金银、这个什么首饰都带走了。
Indeed, they brought some of their possessions from Egypt.
请问你有那些到了旷野做什么呢？
But if you have those things, what are you going to do in Egypt, in the wilderness with it?
所以你发现，难道这是神的目的？
So is this God's purpose?
我们知道他们在旷野，神原来的想法很短的时间。
We know that God's original will for them was for them to only be in the wilderness for a short period of time.
神的目的是带他们进迦南地。
God's purpose was to bring them into the land of Canaan.
迦南地有屋子的，有房顶的，住得很舒服。
In Canaan, they could have houses.
那个是神的目的。
That was God's purpose.
但是必须经过旷野。
But they must go through the wilderness.
我们在经过旷野的时候，我们的态度是什么？
So when we go through the wilderness in our life, what is our attitude?
不要说我们不能绝对，我们可能就像这些以色列百姓，充满了抱怨。
Not only are we not absolute, but we might be like the Israelites, full of complaining.
我们能够有一个眼光，这只是暂时的，最终是进迦南地的。
Can we have a view that this is all temporary and the goal is to one day get to Canaan?
你要知道迦南是迦南美地。
It is the beautiful land of Canaan.
迦南比埃及那时候还好。
And Canaan was even better than Egypt at that time.
你能够想象？
Can you imagine that?
我们只在这个难处中已经充满了抱怨。
In the midst of this difficulty, we are already full of complaining.
已经一直往后退，因为我怕损失。
We keep taking steps backwards because we are afraid of suffering loss.
但没想到神要的是给我们更好，但是我们已经往后退了，所以一直都没拿到。
We didn't know that what God wanted to give us was something even better, but because we took steps backward, we never got it.
弟兄姊妹，神是用他的智慧、巧妙的手段在带着我们每一个人的。
Brothers and sisters, God is using His hand and His leading to lead all of us.
他的目的是要赐福给我们。
And His purpose is to give blessing to us.
只是我们要的祝福跟他想的过程都不同。
But the blessings we want and what God's plan for us is so different.
所以我们一手把神要祝福的推开。
So we push away all the blessings God has to give.
但你发现神今天只有一个，就如只要我们能够绝对的态度，我们就能够看到神原来这么奇妙的带领的。
But once we have an absolute attitude toward the Lord, then we can see the Lord's amazing leading.
走在地上对我们说，你们不可以又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
When our Lord was on the earth, He said, "You cannot serve God and Mammon."
这次，他只要我们只侍奉神，单单侍奉他的。
We can only serve God and serve God alone.
这个叫做绝对。
This is being absolute.
我们不只侍奉神、侍奉马门，还有哒哒哒一堆啊。
Not only is it serve God or Mammon, but there's so many things we want.
我们跟神说，我就带着一堆，我还是来侍奉你。
We tell the Lord, I bring all these other things, but I still serve you.
神说不行。
The Lord says no.
你要单单的侍奉我。
You can only serve me.
主耶稣对彼得、安德烈说，来跟从我。
Lord told Peter and Andrew, come follow me.
我读圣经啊，留意它里面的字叫立刻撇下
王跟从了主。
We need to pay attention to the words here that in the Bible it says they immediately left and followed the Lord.
这叫绝对。
This is being absolute.
主耶稣呼召雅各、约翰来跟从我。
And the Lord called James and John to follow him.
他们二人就立刻撇下了船，别了父亲，跟从了主。
And the two of them immediately left their boats, left their father, and followed the Lord.
你发现这些人，他们对主一开始就有一个绝对的态度。
So we see that in the beginning, these people started with a right attitude, absolute attitude.
我们刚刚读过这少年的官。
We read the story of the rich young ruler.
主对他说，变卖你所有的，分给穷人，来跟从我。
The Lord told him that, sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me.
结果呢，没有立刻。
But it was not immediate for him.
不止没有立刻，他忧忧愁愁的走。
Not only was it not immediate, but he was very sorrowful when he left.
他对主没办法绝对。
He could not be absolute to the Lord.
因为他在主以外的，有太多他拥有的。
Because outside of the Lord, he still had so many things.
跟从主，一个态度，就是绝对。
Following the Lord, we need to have an attitude that is absolute.
只有绝对才会被主用。
Only an if you have an absolute attitude, can you be used by the Lord.
只有绝对你才知道什么叫做蒙福。
Only if you have absolute attitude, do you know what it means to be blessed.
刚刚路加福音十四章我们读过。
Luke chapter 14, what we just read.
主耶稣说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姊妹和自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple.
你知道英文的翻译比中文重得多。
We see this word here is so heavy and strong.
中文还是说不爱超过，太温柔了。英文是不恨。
In Chinese it says do not love more, but in English here we see it says hate.
主要要求的是绝对的爱。
What the Lord requires is an absolute love.
主继续说，无论什么人若不撇下一切，所有的就不能做我的门徒。
The Lord continues to say, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple.
什么叫撇下一切？
What does it mean to forsake all?
就是把主摆在你人生中的第一位。
It means that you put the Lord on the highest place in your life.
撇下所有不是叫你现在家人什么都不管去当和尚去了，当尼姑去。
It does not mean that you disregard all that you have, you leave everything and you become a monk.
撇下一切是心里的事。
Forsaking all is a matter of the heart.
是我在里面就只有你一个。
In my heart, Lord, there is only you.
其他都在你之下。
Everything is under you.
这以色列人出埃及，他的确撇下所有东西到了旷野。
When the Israelites left Egypt, they left everything behind and they came to the wilderness.
但是他们在旷野，他们就在想着埃及的黄瓜韭菜要吃好的。
But while they were in the wilderness, their minds were constantly on the leeks and cucumbers that they ate in Egypt.
他们人是撇下一切的，心完全没有撇下一切。
So outwardly they had forsaken all, yet in their hearts they had not forsaken any of it.
这不是神要的。
This is not what God wants.
神要的是我们的心有个态度是撇下一切。
What God wants is an attitude in our heart we forsake all.
神不见得要你什么撇下什么。
Because God is not requiring you necessarily forsake any outward thing.
但是我们已经有个态度，只要主有要求，我都能够听的。
But we have an attitude that whatever the Lord requires of me, I'm willing to hear.
所以我们今天看到，你怎么读圣经，神有一个要求，就是绝对。
So we see that when we read the Bible, the Lord has a requirement that's for us to be absolute.
我们今天不能绝对，难怪我们基督徒的生活走得歪歪，就是歪歪走，走得乱走的。
And so because we are not absolute, no matter in our lives, we are walking all over the place.
主要我们对他有个态度是绝对的。
The Lord wants us to have an attitude to him to be absolute.
我们要问，今天我们能够对主绝对吗？
We need to ask, today can we be absolute to the Lord?
为什么有些人能够绝对，我绝对不了？
Why is it that some can be absolute, but I cannot?
主是不是过分的要求要我们绝对？
Is it the Lord's outrageous requirement for us to be absolute?
所以我愿意在这里交通三个点。
So I want to share three points here.
第一个，在我们的人生经历中，主可以改变我们的眼光。
The first is in our experiences, the Lord can change our viewpoint.
我们发现那少年的官，有钱的官做不到。
We see that the rich young ruler, he cannot do it.
但是我们看看撒该，一个税吏长，也是一个有钱的官。
But let us look at Zacchaeus, he was also very rich.
他做到了
and he could do it.
为什么？
Why?
为什么能他能够对主的绝对呢？
How could he be absolute to the Lord?
因为他发现没有人跟我做朋友，因为他整天都在偷人家的钱，对吧？就骗人家的钱，说没人要跟他做朋友的。
He had no friends because he was constantly stealing money from others.
但是他发现主耶稣接纳他，主耶稣关心他，主耶稣爱他。
But he saw that the Lord Jesus accepted him, cared for him, and loved him.
他没听到主耶稣对那个少年有钱的关系，变卖一切分给穷人，没听到。
He did not hear what the Lord told the rich young ruler to give all that you have and give it to the poor.
他自己就能够讲出来说，主啊，我把一半分给穷人。
But he told the Lord himself, Lord, I give half of what I have to the poor.
他就剩下一半了嘛，对吧？
He has half left.
然后他说，我剩下那一半呢，我敲诈了谁，就还他四倍。
And he said, that remaining portion, whoever I have cheated on, I will repay four times.
我怀疑他谁他没有敲诈过。
And I wonder who he has not cheated.
四倍，他还有多少钱可以还啊？
And so if he repaid fourfold, how much would he even have left?
但是这个人完全彻底的改变。
But this person completely changed.
为什么可以这样？
How could he be like this?
因为他经历了主的接纳，主的关心，主的爱。
Because he experienced God accepting him,
他眼光改变。
God cared for him, and God's love for him, and so his view changed.
这些东西对我都不重要。
To him, all these things did not matter.
我得到主最重要的。
Because I gained the Lord, that is the most important.
我们刚刚读路加福音说那个有罪的女人，她那香膏抹脚的，我没有读那一段哈，那香膏抹主的脚。
In Luke chapter 7, you see the story of a sinful woman who anointed feet of the Lord.
主耶稣用了两个人做比喻。
The Lord Jesus gave a parable of two people.
他说一个人欠五十两，一个欠五两。债主说我都免了你的债，他说哪一个更爱这个债主呢？
He said there were two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50, and the creditor freely forgave them both. So the Lord asked, which of them will love him more?
那个西门就回答，被免债多的那个会爱他多的。
And Simon answered, the one whom he forgave more will love more.
主耶稣说这个女人，他说他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多。但后面讲，赦免少的，那个爱就少。
So this woman, her sins which are many are forgiven, so she loves much. But it also says, to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little.
这个女人为什么能够对主绝对呢？
How could this woman be absolute to the Lord?
因为她发现我有许多的罪。
Because she saw how great her sins were.
我不是圣经告诉我是罪人，所以我是罪人。
It's not just the Bible tells me I'm a sinner.
是我自己就看到我是一个满身罪恶的人。
But it's that I see how full of sin my life is.
但我的主全部赦免。
But yet my Lord forgave them all.
这改变了他的眼光。
This completely changed her view.
这改变了他的心。
This changed her heart.
他能够对主全部的摆上。
And so she could offer all to the Lord.
所以这是税吏撒该跟这个有罪的女人，主的爱 征服了他。
And so we see Zacchaeus the tax collector and the sinful woman, how the Lord's love uplifted them.
他们能够对主绝对的。
How the Lord's love conquered and captured them so they could be absolute to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天有个难处，我们还觉得我比别人好。
Today we have a difficulty because we feel like we are better than others.
我们觉得我们是受高教育的人。
We feel we are highly educated.
我做人还不错。
And I'm a pretty good person.
我很乖。
I'm obedient.
我有什么大罪呀？
I don't have many great sins.
是我们对主的救恩不是太感激的。
So we are not so thankful for the salvation.
但愿主这里有一个事能够给我们开眼，我是一个何等大的罪人，却主都赦。
So may the Lord open our eyes to show us how great a sinner we are, yet the Lord has forgiven us.
我能够对主绝对的。
And so then we can be absolute to the Lord.
对我个人的学习跟经历。
From my own personal experience and learning.
我多次性命或者面对死亡，我的主都救了我，免去死亡。
That when I am faced with circumstance of death, the Lord has saved me and delivered me from death.
这个主值得我把全人归给他。
And this Lord is worthy for me to give him my all.
能够毫无保留的归给他。
Without reservation, I give him my all.
因为他救了不止我的灵，也救了我的命。
Because not only he saved my spirit, but he saved my life.
我常常觉得如果不是主救我，我今天已经不会站在这里了。
I often say, if not the Lord saved me, I would not be standing here.
我可以说主的爱征服了我。
So I can say that the Lord's love has conquered me.
其实这个在很多弟兄姊妹身上都有这些经历。
Many brothers and sisters also have this experience.
但是我们还不觉得主太爱我。
But yet we still don't feel how much the Lord loves me.
我讲一个弟兄的见证。
I want to share the testimony of a brother.
这个我在福音聚会里我都提过。
And I have brought this up in the gospel meeting before.
有一个香港来的，他20岁就信主。
There was someone who came from Hong Kong. He believed in the Lord when he was 20.
但是他非常聪明。
But he was very smart.
我如果没看错的话，读了两个博士。
If I did not read incorrectly, he had
他是一个医生。
He was a doctor.
他一直的梦想就是当医院的院长。
And his dream was to become the chief doctor at a hospital.
我一直认为他是40岁才当过，最近查到了是37岁当了医院的院长。
And so he became the chief doctor when he was 37 years old.
当他40岁多一点的时候，在他人生最顺的时候，发现他有第四期，就是末期的肝癌。
And so we, when he was in his early 40s, when his life was going very smooth, he found out that he had a stage 4 liver cancer.
他全部，这个叫万念都已经都没了，就是非常沮丧。
And so all his dreams of the future were gone. He was just so hopeless.
在等死。
He was waiting for death.
他有个朋友跟他说，你不是信耶稣的吗？是叫主救你啊。
But he had a friend that told him, don't you believe in the Lord? Pray to the Lord to save you.
他说我从20岁所谓信主之后，我根本就没把耶稣当作主啊，已经把他不知道摆在哪里了。
But he said, since I believed in the Lord when I was 20, I didn't even treat the Lord as Lord. I don't even know where I have put him in my life.
现在怎么好意思请他救我？
How can I ask him now to save me?
但既然这个朋友告诉他向主求吧。
But since his friend told him, why don't you pray to the Lord?
他不知道多少年没这样跟主祷告过。
Don't know how many years that he did not pray to the Lord this way.
他那天就到主面前祷告说，主，我不敢求你救我。
And so he prayed to the Lord, Lord, I don't dare ask for you to save me.
我只求你在我死之前看到你的荣耀。
But he prayed that before he died he would see the glory of the Lord.
就是这么简单的祷告。
And this was his simple prayer.
他那时候想，我还想活，可能活就再活多一两年，还想活就想换肝。
And so he thought perhaps he had another year or two to live if he got a liver transplant.
因为他是院长， 所以啊，可能大家很热心替他，终于找到人有一个肝可以跟他换。
And because he is the chief doctor there, there are many willing to help him find a suitable donor for his liver.
他找到最好的院长，找到最好的医生替他开刀。
And he found the best doctor to operate.
在开刀那一天，这个医生打开他的肚子，就觉得他开错人。
But that day when the surgeon opened him up, he thought that he was operating on the wrong person.
因为他要开刀的是一个第四期末期的肝癌的病人。
Because he was operating on a patient who had stage 4 liver cancer.
但这个人他开刀了，所有癌细胞都死了。
But this person that he was performing on, all the tumors were dead.
他现在在肝里面基本上是没有癌细胞的。
And the liver basically was tumor free.
只要把那个坏死的地方把它切掉就行了。
And he just need to cut off the bad portion.
结果没有换肝，就是割掉那个，就把肚子缝起来了。
And so he did not do the transplant. He just removed the bad portions and then sewed him back up.
这个人活了。
And this person lived.
他活了之后，他对主。完全改变眼光。
And when this person, afterwards, he was completely changed.
我过去在追求的梦想，现在一点意思都没有。
The dream that he was pursuing before, now to him had no meaning.
他现在只愿意一心为主活。
That now, with his whole heart, he lived for the Lord.
说他后来成为传道人。
And later on, he became a minister for the Lord.
说弟兄姊妹，我们这个看的是蛮严重的一个事。
Brothers and sisters, we look at this as a very serious matter.
但是我们今天要看哈，我有很多的没时间去提哈，在我们人生里面大小所经历的事，都能够帮助我们改变我们的眼光的。
There are so many experiences I can't bring them up, but in our lives, big and small things can all be used to change our view.
不要忽略每天所发生的事。
We cannot overlook the things that are happening in our daily lives.
使我们能够神借助这些，让我们眼光改变，而能够对神是绝对的。
Through these things, the Lord is opening our eyes so that we can be absolute to Him.
第二个，有了目标，能够使我们眼光改变的。
Second thing is if we have a goal, it will change our view.
目标能够使我们绝对的。
Having a goal will make us absolute.
你知道一个做母亲的哈，她刚生了宝宝，她这个宝宝就是她的命。
We know that when a mother gives birth to a child, that that child becomes her life.
一个做母亲的，能够为孩子舍命。
That a mother can give her life for her child.
这是叫绝对的爱。
This is an absolute love.
当然有些母亲不是这样的，我相信很多母亲对孩子都是绝对的爱。
Of course, not all mothers are this way, but I know most mothers have this absolute love to their children.
我们也看到很多运动家，他为着要得奖牌，他的生活是绝对的节制的。
We also see many athletes, because they want the prize, they have restrictions in their life.
我有时候读读他们是怎么生活，为什么这样生活，他说我就是要得到这个奖牌。
I sometimes read their lifestyle, and why do they live this way? Because they want the prize.
因为他有目标，他能够绝对。
Because they have,
向着目标绝对。
Because they have the goal, they can be absolute to gain this prize.
我们看摩西哈，在皇宫里面长大。
Let's look at Moses. Moses grew up in the palace.
我常常想，如果我在皇宫长大，主是谁呀、啊？不知道了。
I often think if I grew up in a palace, I'd forget the Lord. I wouldn't even know who he is.
我吃喝玩乐啊。
That I can eat all I want, have all the pleasures I want.
都不用钱的。
And it's all free.
我死得快一点。
But you might die faster.
我没这个眼光会死得快一点，等要死就死了。
But I don't have this view.
摩西，他有个目标。我们从圣经里面读到，他为要得到神的赏赐。
But Moses, because he wanted to gain the prize from the Lord, the reward.
因为他要这个赏赐，他眼光改变。
Because of this reward, his view changed.
他放弃埃及皇宫里，埃及可以给他所有的享受。
He rejected all the pleasures in Egypt and in the palace.
那圣经告诉我们说，他放弃所有的财物， 放弃所有的享乐。
And he gave up all that he had, all the pleasures.
还不止这样子，他说我愿意跟神的百姓一同受苦。
Not only that, but he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God.
还有他还有一个，他说我为了基督的缘故，怎么那个时候都讲基督了，他说为了基督的缘故我受人家的羞辱凌辱。
But even he said he would even esteem the reproach of Christ so that he could gain the reward.
你发现因为他有目标他能够对主绝对。
But we see because he had this goal he could be absolute to the Lord.
我们常常想，哎呀，我可以过享受的生活。
After we think, can we live a life of comfort?
对主绝对就可以，因为这个对你 nothing, 根本就不影响你。
Because if you are absolute to the Lord, this life of comfort has no impact on you.
我们看看保罗。
Let's look at Paul.
保罗说，我为得那个奖赏。
Paul said, that I may gain the prize.
我为着要得到基督。
That I, the prize that I may gain Christ.
我因为有这个目标我眼光改变。
Because I have this goal, my view changed.
他说什么？我先前以为与我有益的，现在都因基督都是有损。
He said, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
他不止这样讲，他说我看万事都有损。
Not only these, but he says, I count all things loss.
他说我丢弃万事。
I suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish.
他说什么？我为要得着基督。
He said that I may gain Christ.
是谁能够有这种眼光？
So who can have this view?
因为他有一天看到我信耶稣，我是有目标的。
Because he knows when he believes in the Lord, he has a goal.
我有了目标，许多事就会走。
And once I have a goal.Then walk this way.
他有个目标要得奖赏。
He had a goal. He want to gain the prize.
他就说我向着标杆直跑。
So he says, I press toward the goal for the prize.
说弟兄姊妹，今天我信了主，有目标。
So brothers and sisters, today we believe in the Lord. There is a goal and prize.
我人所未信的主，我还是追求地上的目标。
If we believe in the Lord and we're still pursuing the rewards from this world.
所以我们好多挣扎。
So we have so many struggles.
我们没办法，不要讲绝对的，稍微对主认真一点都做不到。
We can't even talk about being absolute, even being a bit serious to the Lord. We can't do it.
但如果我们看到主要给我们的。我们就能够对他绝对。
But if we can see what the Lord is giving to us, then we can be absolute.
有一个士兵
There was a
正在向一个方向骑着马跑。
There was a soldier who was riding a horse in a direction.
遇到一个人
Met a person.
那个人告诉他你再往前走很危险。
Person told him that if you continue going in that direction, it's very dangerous.
这个士兵对这个人说去是一定要去的，活不活得了，那不一定要。
The soldier responded that I must go, but whether I live or not is an option.
这叫绝对。
And so this is being absolute.
我们今天能够因着有目标而使我们绝对。
So because we have a goal, we can be absolute.
第三个。
And the third point,
主的生命。使我们能够绝对。
The life of Christ can make us absolute.
主耶稣是绝对顺服父神的。
Because the Lord absolutely followed the will of God.
主的生命是一个绝对的生命。
And the Lord's life is the absolute life.
你说你信了耶稣。
You say you believe in the Lord.
那你就是有主耶稣的生命在你里面。
So you have the life of Christ in you.
你已经有那个绝对的生命。
You already have this absolute life.
你是能够绝对顺服主。
So that you can absolutely be absolute to the Lord.
今天我们没有理由说我们不能绝对。
So we have no excuse to say we cannot be absolute.
只要你重生得救了，主的生命就在你里面。
As long as you are born again, you have the life of Christ.
这个生命是一个绝对的生命。
This is an absolute life.
主已经 empower us or establish us.我们能够对主绝对的。
And so the Lord has already established that we can be absolute to the Lord.
所以主今天才会要求我们说绝对的顺服他。
So that is why the Lord requires us to absolutely surrender to Him.
呀，我喜欢这个字哈 ，obedient 还不是我最喜欢的字 ，surrender， 我是绝对的降服的。
Even more than obedient, but we absolutely surrender to our Lord.
你知道这个降服不是外面顺服、听听话做你要就我做的事。
We see that the surrender is not just being obedient and outwardly doing the right thing.
这个降服是意志的降服。
The surrender is a surrender in our mind.
这是我真的服了。
This time I really surrender.
我对主，我绝对的给上。
And that for the Lord, I absolutely give.
我们刚刚读的路加福音十三章。
What we read in Luke chapter 13.
主的命令说，你们要进窄门。
The Lord's command is that we enter the narrow gate.
然后马太福音告诉我们说，你们要暴力进天国。
And Matthew tells us that we need to enter the kingdom of heaven with violence.
因为如我们不努力进窄门，不能够暴力进天国，有个结果，将来会被赶在外面。
Because if we do not strive to enter through the narrow gate and do not enter the kingdom of heaven with violence, then we will one day be cast out.
那我今年一开始就说了，我们要慎重所听见的道。
And I started this year saying that we need to take heed to the words that we hear.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们说，如果我们不努力进窄门，不暴力进天国，你会被丢在外面的。你不要以为无所谓。
And so the Lord is telling us that we need to strive to enter the narrow gate and enter the kingdom of heaven with violence. Otherwise, we will be cast out. This is not something we can be careless about.
他说你会哀哭切齿。
Because there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
你会非常的后悔。
You will be full of regret.
我们今天常常想，我们能够进这个进天堂得永生啊，这个一定要有。然后呢，天国不一定要进。
We think that as long as I enter heaven and have eternal life, I must have this. The kingdom of heaven is optional.
希望我们不要听了魔鬼的谎言。
Let us not listen to the lies of the enemy.
希望弟兄姊妹好好重新思想这件事。
But once again, we need to seriously consider this matter.
我们的主救我们回来，他有个目的，就是要我们能够进天国。
Our Lord saved us with a purpose that we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
主有个目的，要我们所有人都能够成为得胜者。
The Lord has a purpose that all of us can be overcomers.
所以求主给我们真的看到这个。
So may the Lord help us truly.
求主给这些话到我们心中来。
That these words will enter into our heart.
我们真的能够上心。
And that we can take heart, take heed to these things.
因为我们今天对好多事情都上心，好吃的上心，好玩的上心，是动兴趣就是主的事不上心。
We take heed to so many other things today. What we're going to eat, what things we enjoy, it's just for the Lord's things we do not take heed.
如果我们能够上心，我们就能够对主绝对。
If we can take heed to the Lord's things, we can be absolute.
如果对主不绝对，进不了。
If we are not absolute to the Lord, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我最后跟大家读的那一段，路加福音第九章。
And the last part I read with brothers and sisters in Luke chapter 9.
这里有两个人。
There are two people here.
都跟主耶稣说，容我先。
And they both said, let me first.
第一个说，让我埋葬了我的父亲，我才跟从你。
The first said to him, let me first go and bury my father.
这里讲的啊，他父亲还没死。
What he's speaking of here, his father is not dead yet.
他基本上跟主说，等我父亲死了，我就跟从你。
What he's telling the Lord is, wait for my father to pass away, and then I will follow you.
你发现第二个人，他就讲什么呢？他没有说等我父亲死才跟从你。
The second person did not say, let me first or wait for my father to pass away, then I'll follow you. He's,
他第二个人他说什么？他说，你就容我先回家。讲个再见，照个相 ，OK， 那我就走了。
But the second person said, "Let me first go home, bid them farewell, take a goodbye picture, and then I will follow you."
这第二个人比第一个人好。
The second person is better than the first.
是吧？比较有什么决心要跟从主。
He has a more absolute heart for the Lord.
你发现两个人主都不满意。
But the Lord was not pleased with either.
主也没有称赞第二个人比较好。
The Lord did not praise the second person.
对两个都不满意。
The Lord was not pleased with either of them.
说主回答了一句话。
So the Lord responded.
他说手扶着犁往后看的不配进神的国。
The Lord Jesus said, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
主的话从来不脱离带水的，不会是随随便便讲的。
The Lord does not sugarcoat his words.
他非常的直接告诉你，手扶着犁往后看的不配进神的国。
The Lord is very direct. He said, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
神今天说，你要跟从我就是绝对。
And the Lord is telling us, if you follow me, you must be absolute.
我们今天给了很多 excuse, 给了很多理由说我没办法对你绝对。
Today we have given the Lord so many excuses why we cannot be absolute to the Lord.
神今天要我们对他绝对，他已经 enable us, 已经让我们能够向他绝对。
Today, the Lord requires us to be absolute. He has also enabled us to be absolute.
我们刚刚交通过，他把他生命给了我。
The fellowship that He gave us His life.
因为有这个生命，我们能够绝对。
Because of His life, we can be absolute.
他在我们周遭放了许多的环境。
He has placed so many circumstances in our life.
这些环境乃是要给我们看见，改变我们的眼光。主是爱我的。
These circumstances are to show us that the Lord loves us.
说我能够绝对。
So I can be absolute.
我因着他的爱征服了我，我能够绝对。
Because his love has captured me, so I can be absolute.
主也告诉我们，信了耶稣是有目标的。
And the Lord has also told us that believing in him, we have a goal.
如果你是一个很认真、很用心读圣经的人，
if you are someone who's serious and have a serious attitude when reading the Bible,
你就发现神救我们有目标，也有奖赏，他要带我们走进一条蒙福的路。
Then you will see that the Lord says that there is a goal, there is also a reward.
或者要带我们到一个蒙福的境地。
And he will bring us to a blessed place.
如果真好好认真读主的话，
If we are serious when we read the word of the Lord,
用掏心来读主的话，
Read it with our heart,
你能够对主绝对的。
You will be absolute for the Lord.
所以我们今天求主怜悯我们，给我们在这最末后主回来之前的一段时间，我们能够是一个绝对降服他的人。
So may the Lord have mercy on us that in these last days before the Lord returns, may we be absolute towards Him.
不要让许多的事情使我们眼睛看不见。
We cannot let many things hinder our eyes from seeing.
不要让许多的事情把我们的心遮盖住。
Do not let many other things cover our heart.
不要让黑暗笼罩我这个人。
Do not let darkness fill us.
我们跟在小组这个交通了，我们务要离开肤浅，进入深处的。
In our small group fellowship, we have discussed that we must leave the shallow ground and go deeper.
只有这样子，我们才能够进天国，也能够成为得胜者。
Only then can we enter the kingdom of heaven and be overcome.
我最后要想跟弟兄姊妹唱一首诗歌。
I want to sing a hymn with brothers and sisters.
雪冰，请你再上来。我们要唱一首诗歌，是圣徒诗歌310首。
We'll sing hymn 310.
这首诗歌是 John Newton 写的。
This hymn was written by John Newton.
我们等着诗歌打上去，我再跟弟兄姊妹读一下这里的歌词。
We'll wait for the hymn lyrics to display, then we will look through the lyrics.
弟兄姊妹，这首诗歌 只有一个重要的话，主征服了我。
The theme of this hymn is Lord has won, He has conquered me.
我们这个人很难办。
We are very difficult people.
丈夫想征服妻子，妻子想征服丈夫，从来没征服过。
That we husband need to love your wife, wife submit to your husband never happened.
但是我们每一个属主的人都有机会能够被主征服的。打上来了吗？
but yet we can be completely conquered by the Lord.
第一节哈, 他说, 主你得胜, 我经服也。
In verse 1, it says, Lord, thou hast won, at length I yield.
如果主没有赢, 我怎么会yield, 我怎么会服?
If the Lord has not won, how can I yield?
他说, 恩典强迫我的心, 奉献一切与你。
My heart by mighty grace compelled surrenders all to thee.
那英文说, it compelled me. Surrender all to thee. 因为主征服了我,逼使我完全的降服。
That the Lord's mighty grace has compelled me that I must surrender all to him.
那他应该是最后一行他说,谁能抗你的大爱,爱大我无能力。
And then the last line says, but who can stand against thy love? Love conquers even me.
英文写得好, love conquers me. 爱征服了我。
That love has conquered me.
第二节,
verse 2.
他说,你可以命你万军雷霆,空我灵魂向我施行,我人不止不变。
Verse 2, it says, if thou hast bid thy thunders roll and lightning flash to blast my soul, I still had stubborn been.
你有没有看到我们多硬啊,这个人?
Do we see how stubborn?
你已经用环境各方面告诉我,我就是不服。
The Lord has used all the circumstances to show us, yet we do not surrender to him.
他后面继续说,他说,是你的怜悯,征服了我的心。 以往抵挡,信消化尽尽,现今我恨我罪。
And further it goes on to say though, but mercy has my heart subdued, a bleeding Savior I have viewed, and now I hate my sin.
一个人终于看到我是个罪人。
And he finally saw he was a sinner.
我终于开眼,我是何等大的一个罪人。
That I finally have my eyes open that I can see how great a sinner I am.
是你的怜悯征服了我的心。
It is because by your mercy you have conquered my heart.
第三节,
In verse 3,
所以我有个回应,我今现我单独归你。
Now Lord, I would be thine alone.
主,你来占你我这个肉体。
Come take possession of thine own.
作为你的所有,
that you would be my all.
这中英文有点不同, 这完全是给你的,
that completely give to you.
他说,我既脱离了撒旦的报酬, 就愿全人毫无保留服侍你到永久。
Release from Satan's hard command, see all my powers waiting stand to be employed by you.
英文说, to be employed by you. 就是让你拥有我。 你要我做什么,你是我的boss,我什么都做。
To be employed by thee, the Lord is our boss. He can use us in whatever way he wants.
但愿这首诗歌能够成为我们在座许多人的实际。
May this hymn be a reality in many of our lives.
愿主,不是人,主自己征服我们所有的人。
And may not others conquer us, but may the Lord himself conquer us.
我们唱一次好吗?
Let's sing this once.
Thank you. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主啊，我们一起一同到你的宝座前。
Dear Lord, together we gather before your throne.
主啊，求你怜悯我。
Lord, have mercy on us.
看到我们的内心。
May you see our inner being.
主啊，做工在我们身上。
May you do your work in our lives.
使我们都对你能够有绝对的回应。
So that we can have an absolute response to you.
主啊，你的对我们的爱是绝对的爱。
Lord, your love for us is an absolute love.
完全没有扣一点。
You loved us without any reservation.
但愿我们在这里，许多人，主啊，都能够说主，你的爱征服了我。Lord,
for us here, may many of us say, Lord, that your love has conquered me.
主啊，我服了，我降服了。That
Lord, I submit and I surrender to you.
主啊，愿意在你回来之前，在我们许多人身上。
Lord, before you return, may you do your work in many of our lives.
免得那一天见你，我们哀哭切齿，充满了后悔。
Lest on that day we meet you, there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, and we are filled with regret.
改变我们的眼光，给我们知道，我们一切好处都不在你以外。
Lord, may you change our views that we can see our goodness is nothing apart from you.
我们在你以外要去抓的东西，只会增加我们的愁苦。
Apart from you, all the things we are grabbing will just increase our suffering.
赐给我们一个智慧的心。
May you give us a heart of wisdom.
带我们真的走上你要为我们预备的蒙福的路。
And lead us on the blessed way that you have prepared for us.
主啊，听我们许多暗中的呼求。
Hear our hidden cry.
拯救我们,
deliver us.
奉主耶稣基督的,
in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好, 我们聚会都听得,
our meeting will end here today.